Florida is going forward with tough new penalties on people who traffic in synthetic opioid drugs like fentanyl. Governor Rick Scott was in West Palm Beach today for a ceremonial signing of Florida House Bill 477.
That's going to allow our law enforcement officers to go after these traffickers. You just can't imagine that anybody wanted to cause somebody else to be addicted to something that ultimately can take their life.
Beginning October 1st, judges will be bound to give mandatory minimum sentences to people caught with fentanyl and carfentanil. Peggy Hernandez lost her son to a fentanyl overdose.
Let's try to get this drug off the streets. It is a poison, and it's going to kill you if you do it. And we're coming after you, the drug dealer, and you're going away for a long time.
Synthetic opioids killed more than 850 Floridians in the first half of last year, more than any other drug. Eight people have been charged with agreeing to help concoct alibis for a Broward County murder suspect who staged a brazen escape from a crowded courtroom last summer. Sheriff Scott Israel says the investigation began after a jail officer reported that 22-year-old Deontay Resiles sought to bribe him to smuggle in a cell phone. Authorities gave Resiles a wiretapped phone and then monitored his attempts to get people to lie on his behalf about the 2014 killing and unrelated burglaries he's charged with. Resiles was at large for 6 days after last summer's escape. Eight other people are charged with helping him escape. A major source of funding for community redevelopment may be going away under President Trump's budget. The Community Development Block Grant Program, or CDBG, helps pay for things like affordable housing and community center programs. Frank Ordis is the mayor of Pembroke Pines. Today he joined mayors from across the country calling for the reinstatement of the funds.
The crux of the matter is our cities will not look as good as they are and not progress the way they are if we don't have the Community Development Block Grant. And why would you take away those kind of grants that we need desperately?
Tonight, a House Appropriations Subcommittee is scheduled to look at the budget for the Department of Housing and Urban Development. That's the agency that administers the community development money. The American Civil Liberties Union is squaring off against Florida election officials and the Trump administration over voter information. From our sister station WFSU in Tallahassee, Nick Evans has details.
Florida Secretary of State Ken Detzner says he'll release information to President Donald Trump's Election Integrity Commission, but only data, quote, regularly given out to anyone who makes a public records request. ACLU Executive Director Howard Simon says Detzner is named in the suit, but he isn't the primary focus.
We'd like to get him stipulated on the record in a lawsuit rather than just a statement to the press that he's going to turn over only that which is public under Florida law. And we'd like to make sure that when he turns it over, he sends it to only through a secure system.
The complaint expresses concern the database could be a target for hackers, and the commission might use the information it gathers to suppress voting. Trump launched the commission after repeated but unsubstantiated claims of widespread voter fraud. I'm Nick Evans in Tallahassee.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.